Imagine being stranded in the middle of the vast ocean with no way to determine your exact position. This was the reality for sailors for centuries, leading to countless shipwrecks and lost lives. While determining latitude, north-south position, was relatively simple, sailors could measure the height of the sun or north star. Longitude, east-west position, presented an entirely different challenge. The world is wrapped in these invisible lines that converge at the poles like segments of an orange. Unlike latitude, longitude has no natural starting point and is fundamentally linked to time. Since Earth rotates 360 degrees in 24 hours, each hour represents 15 degrees of longitude. To know your longitude at sea, you needed to know what time it was at a reference point while also knowing your local time. This seems simple enough today, but on rolling ships in the 18th century, pendulum clocks couldn't maintain accuracy amid the pitch and roll of ocean voyages. Without accurate time, sailors were literally lost at sea, relying on educated guesswork, dead reckoning, with often deadly consequences. What's remarkable is how long this problem persisted and how its solution would eventually come not from established scientists, but from a humble, self-taught clockmaker. The 1707 Scilly's naval disaster exemplifies the deadly cost of navigational uncertainty. Admiral Sir Cloudesley Shovel's fleet, lost in dense fog, ignored a sailor's warning about their proximity to the Scilly Isles. The sailor was hanged for insubordination, and hours later, four ships crashed into the rocks, killing nearly 2,000 men, including the admiral. Such disasters were common. Ships frequently strayed hundreds of miles off course, leading to extended voyages that brought deadly scurvy, which claimed over 1 million sailors between 1500 and 1800. The economic toll was devastating. Lost cargo, high insurance rates, and vulnerable shipping routes. The Scilly's disaster finally prompted action, with Parliament passing the 1714 Longitude Act, offering £20,000 to solve the longitude problem at sea. The Longitude Prize drew inventors across Europe, with the Board of Longitude evaluating proposals ranging from impractical schemes to scientific solutions. Two main approaches emerged: the astronomical method, using celestial observations and mathematical calculations, and the mechanical method, focusing on precise timekeeping at sea. The astronomical approach required tracking celestial bodies and comparing them with predicted positions, a method hampered by the need for clear skies and complex calculations. The mechanical solution, while conceptually simpler, faced enormous technical challenges. Creating a clock that could maintain accuracy despite a ship's motion, temperature changes, and harsh maritime conditions. Most experts, including Newton, considered the mechanical approach theoretically valid but practically impossible given 18th-century technology. Into this challenge stepped John Harrison, a self-taught Yorkshire clockmaker who would dedicate four decades to developing revolutionary timekeepers that would transform navigation. John Harrison, born in 1693 in Yorkshire, was a carpenter's son who revolutionized timekeeping despite lacking formal education. Around 1713, he built his first pendulum clock primarily from wood, an innovative choice that reduced temperature sensitivity. This clock achieved remarkable precision, losing only 1 second monthly. Harrison's genius lay in his direct observation of problems rather than relying on established theories. He created the gridiron pendulum using brass and steel rods to counteract temperature effects and developed the grasshopper escapement that eliminated the need for lubricating oil by operating almost friction-free. His three-dimensional thinking allowed him to visualize and solve complex mechanical problems with elegant solutions. His meticulous notebooks documented detailed observations about materials and mechanical interactions. When Harrison learned of the Longitude Prize in 1730, he was already an established but unknown clockmaker. He journeyed to London with his marine timekeeper designs, embarking on what would become his life's mission. In London, Harrison met Dr. Edmund Halley, who connected him with leading watchmaker George Graham. Rather than viewing Harrison as competition, Graham offered an interest-free loan to fund his C-clock development, a generous act that proved historically significant. Harrison's first marine timekeeper, H1, took 5 years to build. The 75-pound, 3-foot-tall device featured counter-swinging bar balances to offset ship motion, his lubrication-free grasshopper escapement, and wooden wheels made from self-lubricating lignum vitae. His innovative bimetallic strips automatically compensated for temperature changes. Though H1 performed well in its 1736 Lisbon trial, Harrison's perfectionism drove him to decline further testing. H2 brought additional innovations, while H3, completed over 19 years, introduced caged roller bearings. Still, neither met his exacting standards. H4 marked Harrison's breakthrough. Abandoning his previous clock-like designs, he created an oversized 5-inch pocket watch. This C-watch featured a revolutionary balance wheel and spring system that maintained steady oscillations despite ship motion. Completed in 1759, H4 represented both a dramatic shift in approach and Harrison's finest achievement. In 1761, the 68-year-old Harrison sent his son William to test H4 on a voyage to Jamaica. The results were remarkable. After 5,000 miles and 2 months at sea, H4 lost just 5.1 seconds, an error of only 1 nautical mile. On the return journey, despite storms, it lost merely 15 seconds over 81 days, far exceeding the prize's requirements. Yet this success marked the start of Harrison's battle against scientific prejudice. The Board of Longitude, dominated by astronomers favoring the lunar distance method, demanded another trial and insisted Harrison reveal H4's design secrets before payment, effectively requesting his intellectual property without guaranteed compensation. In 1764, H4 proved itself again on a Barbados voyage, with an error of just 10 miles, 3 times better than required. Still, the board, influenced by astronomer Royal Neville Maskelyne, granted Harrison only half the prize money, revealing their bias against a self-taught clockmaker in favor of an astronomical solution. In his 70s, Harrison appealed to King George III when the board wouldn't release the full prize money for his technical drawings and duplicate watches. The king, an amateur clockmaker, tested H4 himself and found it accurate to within 1/3 of a second daily. Moved by Harrison's treatment, he prompted Parliament to award a special payment in 1773, nearly matching the original prize. Harrison's success was validated during Captain James Cook's second voyage, 1772 to 1775, where a copy of H4 made by Larkham Kendall proved superior to Maskelyne's lunar tables. After 3 years at sea, Cook praised the chronometer as their faithful guide, as it provided quick longitude readings in any weather, unlike the complex lunar calculations. By the early 1800s, chronometers became essential for maritime navigation, with ships carrying them receiving lower insurance rates. The device transformed navigation from an uncertain art to a precise science, enabling accurate routes and mapping. Today's prime meridian at Greenwich's Royal Observatory stands as a testament to Harrison's achievement, which laid the foundation for modern navigation technology, including GPS. His solution to the longitude problem transformed a critical maritime challenge into a daily convenience.